Everyone was talking about the Michael Cohen testimony, and it seems a big chunk of the country was watching. We have the numbers in a review of how the spectacle was covered. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery, built-in front pockets, and a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So I asked you if you watched the show, didn't watch the show, and I'm calling it a show.
I guess it was spectacle. A show. Yeah. It was a spectacle.
It was a spectacle of sorts,
and
yeah.
No, I did not.
You did not watch.
I was too busy, you know, trying to get my business up and running, to be honest
with
you.
Well, here's what I did. I watched it. I watched it initially.
Yeah.
And then I was on the road. I watched it initially.
When you listened again.
And then I got in the car and I listened on the radio. And it was quite amazing. You know, a lot of the information we had sort of heard about before, so it wasn't shocking. But sometimes even when you hear things, documents are put out, to actually hear someone speak those words, I think it makes it a lot more powerful.
It's a great debate, Dan. What is more powerful to see it in print
mm-hmm.
or to just hear it?
Yeah, I think both sometimes, because I mean, sometimes when you hear it, if you weren't focused on it, it could have passed by, and then you see the quote, and you're like, whoa. But
right.
Other times when you see the quote, if it's not that dynamic, if
right.
it didn't capture the essence of how it was said,
right.
it's much more powerful when you see the video.
And it is how you say things that is perhaps communicating the biggest, most impactful messaging
exactly.
of the words
oh, exactly.
that you're putting out.
Because
there.
I could say, hello, Jimmy. And then
hello,
I could say,
Dan.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Dan. What did I
yeah,
get?
See, sorry. I mean, the intonation and so forth
right.
can make a big difference.
Exactly.
But anyway, let's take a look at the numbers. So it apparently delivered, what, just under 16 million viewers, according to Nielsen, your friends?
Oh, yeah, my friends at Nielsen. And I think that's now updated figures to include our friends from the Telemundo world.
Okay, all
yes.
of those, yeah. So
yes,
it's broadcast networks, cable news, channels.
Yeah. I love that it was the most watched TV show.
Yeah, it was.
For that day. Yeah.
And it was just someone sitting there being peppered with questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Who's swarmier?
What, the lawmakers or the people testifying?
Exactly.
I think in some cases, both. I think it's a toss-up.
The behavior of our elected officials,
mm-hmm.
I have, again, seen some reviews and heard some feedback. Not exactly stellar.
No.
Not exactly well prepared.
It made it it further reinforced what we already knew. We just saw it again. It's like that ugly scar. Someone peeled off a Band-Aid and left it off for a few hours, and we saw all that stuff that's in it, and you just wanted that Band-Aid to be put back on because it's ugly.
I mean, in general, I really do not like politicians.
Yes.
I mean, I think, again, everybody has their own personal agenda as mm-hmm. opposed to listening to your constituents and doing what they want you to do because you are their representative.
Right.
I don't care how you feel about a certain topic. You talk to the people that you represent before you spew your opinions.
Yeah.
My feeling, again,
no.
me being the utopian unicorn in the room.
Exactly. You like that unicorn.
I do.
Yes.
I do. I you know, I chase rainbows and windmills and unicorns and sorry.
Yeah, so breaking it down, CBS News had the largest audience, just under 3 million, 3.6 million viewers. ABC had an average of 2.95, NBC 2.48. And then MSNBC led cable news from 10 a.m. to 5. So for the day part with 2.86 million viewers, followed by Fox and CNN.
You know what's sickening in a lot of ways?
What is sickening?
That there are videos on YouTube mm-hmm. that get more play than the people that tuned in to these things.
I think, yeah.
I mean, in all, you know, not live.
Right. And then that's
live
the thing. It's
versus on demand. And right.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
There's still a lot of people who are very interested in this because they think this could be the beginning of the end of POTUS,
it's part of that, right? It has to do with, is this person going to have the smoking gun? And then if you're rooting for that, you want to watch. And if you're rooting against it and you want to see a fraud exposed, then you're rooting for that as well. Now, here's the thing. The amount of people who are watching, it definitely shows that there's still interest in this kind of that politics can be entertaining, I guess. So people watch it. But here's the other thing. It's the coverage that we saw, the reaction to what we saw. What was your take on how it was divided, if you will, in terms of look
CNN
back.
Versus Fox.
Right.
Let's cut to the chase, Dan. Yeah, that's exactly what
even,
it is.
Or even online, when you have the talk, you have various different people giving a reaction to how the coverage was. What's your sense of that?
The people on the right are portraying him as a dirty, lying rat bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the left are basically looking at him like a unicorn. He's the leader. He's finally speaking the truth
right now.
You know?
No,
by the way, that's the thing about, you're a liar. Why should we, should we believe you now? Well, let's see. He's going to jail.
Plus, all
right?
legal
so, I mean,
cases
no matter
rely
whether,
on
whether
liars.
You think what he's saying now is the truth or not, he's still going to end up in jail.
Right.
So to me, it's like, why would you not tell the truth now?
Right.
It's not going to matter.
Well, also, if, as someone pointed out, the RICO laws and there are all these other big cases that have been out there that have been won and corruption has been rattled and shaken out of systems. It's because someone who is probably just as swarmy as the person that they're bringing down gave the testimony.
Right.
Just because someone is a crook, just because someone has lied, doesn't mean that in that case they can't provide good information. Most people who give you good information are crooks in some way, in these kinds of things. And so the notion that you can't believe a liar, well, I think you find areas where you can corroborate the testimony they were giving, documents and so forth. But the thing I found interesting is that, let's say, putting aside the politicians and the talking heads and so forth, just the way that the networks covered it. So if you were watching, if you were watching MSNBC, for example, all you got the sense that, everything that Republicans did was wrong. Every question they asked was wrong. They're crazy people over there. If you watch Fox, then everybody else, all the other networks were just in it for him to support him. Those left leaning networks, they just want to make him look good and bring down the president.
Yeah.
And that they're overlooking the fact that this is a liar. Like there was no real, when you pit those two networks against each other, there was no even insight into, that's probably a pretty interesting thing said by Mr. So-and-so Republican or Mrs. So-and-so Republican. They couldn't even do that. It was so, the coverage and the reaction of how the other side was covering was clearly political, clearly partisan. And
Dan,
I just shook my head. It's like, what have we come to?
Right. We're in a civil war right now.
We are in a civil war.
An editorial war.
I don't like to use that necessarily.
Informational civil war.
Yes.
That's really what's going on.
Yeah.
And nobody can figure out what's in the middle. And by the way, exactly what are we fighting for?
We're fighting for
the right to have your own opinion. I mean, is that what we're doing?
I mean,
do a better job is reporting that. I mean, opinion is not fact.
You know what we're fighting for? I guess we're fighting for ratings, right? Because some of the people who say the things that they say truly believe them, but I think it's
shock
more
jocks.
But I think it's more of you've got to have an enemy in order to make good television. And if you pointed out some really wonderful things that the other side did, when those wrestlers used to, do they still do that? Do they still do the weigh-in and they look at each other and say, I
boxers
hate you?
Boxers more than these MMA and UFC things now too.
Yeah. They look at each other, they stare them down, they say really nasty things.
We hate you. Photo op.
Yeah, it's the photo. I almost feel as if we're in the midst of the pre-boxing ritual where we do it just because that's what you're supposed to do in order to boost ratings, in order to make people enjoy your medium.
Is the system flawed? And you're going to bring up one of my favorite subjects, which is public
brain
television.
Hacking?
Oh, no, brain hacking's
one.
Up there.
That's
but
number
public
one.
Television,
that's
brain hacking
two.
Are really
yes.
up
yes.
there. Those are my
maybe two. They're one and one. Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're one A, one B.
My point is, in commercial television, the role, the product, are the people watching you.
Right.
So if you want to put more money in your pocket, you are incentivized by being a little bit more controversial.
Exactly.
Saying things that not necessarily are factual, but it's your opinion of those facts.
Yes. Yeah.
And is that going to drive more ratings, which allows you to go out and get more money in your pocket?
I think the answer is yes. And it's the reason why, you know, you will find one network completely ignore something that could potentially, I'm using this loosely, but vindicate the other side.
Right.
And well, and the other, likewise, from on the left and the right. And it's not because, you know, they overlook something. They do it intentionally because you have to have a villain in order to get the ratings.
Right. And you know? Isn't it interesting that you had another major story happening on at the same time on the other side of the world?
You had the whole North Korea thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And one network played it up a little bit more than the other network.
Well, that's interesting because I remember some of the criticism on that day where Fox was criticizing others for spending so much focus
on
so much
air
on the testimony versus, you know, how the president was bringing peace to the world. Of course, we know what happened with that.
How'd that work out?
Exactly. We came back with a goose egg.
Maybe even less than what we had before.
Maybe, yes. Although I must point out, in the interest of being balanced here, there are some national security experts out there who point out that sometimes it's best to walk away from a bad deal rather than jump into a bad deal.
Well, actually, I think anybody who is in negotiation 101 knows that the real negotiation doesn't even start until you're ready to get up from the table and you leave.
Well, yeah, but
that's the biggest piece of leverage you have.
Well, it is. Although what often happens, and this was sort of a behind the media, kind of behind the politics as well, and I know this from just the years that I covered the White House, oftentimes when presidents are traveling to countries in order to potentially sign some big deal or reach some big agreement, most of the deal has already been done. Like, rarely does anything actually happen. Now, there are times where you go there and all of a sudden someone flakes out and that's the end of that. It unravels. But you don't go into these kinds of things unless everything has been decided. And really, the event itself is a photo op.
It's a photo op.
It's a photo op. But the criticism around this was that, oh, I can't believe those on the left, you know, those MSNBC and CNN, they're playing up this Cohen thing and they're staying away from the president doing this great stuff on the other side of the world. And on the flip side, that's what they were focusing on and not talking about the Cohen testimony that was about to happen. It is a time in society now where it makes people want to just, those who are like moi, you know, independent-minded people, want to just turn it all off. This noise, it causes headaches, anxiety, and, you know, you want to shut yourself in the bathroom and not get out. You know, why
or,
the bathroom? I don't
or
know, the
do
basement.
What I do. What? Don't even turn it on.
Don't even turn it on. Yeah, so you want to know a little bit about what's, you know, it's like you
no,
hate
no, no,
to completely bury your
I'm
head
not
in the
burying,
sand.
I am not. I know what he was saying. In fact, one of the things that I did pick up, and I've seen it now in quotes too, so I've heard it and I've seen it in quotes, is, and it kind of confirmed what we had talked about at the very beginning when we chit-chatted in the hallway before we actually started to come into this room and record, was the fact we knew Trump did not expect to win, nor did he want to win. He really was going to start his own media company.
Right, and Cohen said that.
And Cohen said that.
That's right. That's right.
So I thought that was pretty good. I was like, hey.
We were on top of it.
Once in a while, I can get it right, Mr. Unicorn.
If you want to know what's happening in the future, just call Jimmy.
Yeah,
he'll
right.
tell you. Well, look, we can only hope, and I don't know that it's going to change now. We can only hope that at some point we will all start to see fact as fact, news as news, and we don't just skew it to our audience.
But Dan.
I know.
But Dan, we're starting the presidential campaign for 2020.
What am I thinking?
We're about to see more flip-flopping and more lies and more mistruths and more finger-pointing now. And I'm really – and you know all the ads are going to be negative ads.
It's all negative. So
it's
if that's what's happening in politics, why should we expect anything else from the news media?
Right. That's right.
So really there's – you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
That's right. We're in the civil war, and I don't know how we're ever going to
civil
get
war of how do you put it?
Of just opinions.
Opinions.
Just
and media.
It's opinions. Yeah. You know, red versus blue. right? I mean, we've got the red states and we've got the blue states.
Yeah.
And
I'm in the green state right now. I'm in the green state of mind. That's an independent.
As you know, that is one of my favorite colors.
Well, it might
be. Because it's the Celtics. Yeah. Well, I don't want anybody to read between
my
the
favorite
lines
color there is actually blue.
Okay.
But I'm green.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I'm black.
Yes.
If you,
I didn't even know. I never noticed that.
If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And if you have any questions or comments, drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.